A youth minister at a synagogue in Plain Township faces multiple misdemeanor charges, including grooming, assault, and sexual imposition. 41-year-old Michael Carlton of Canton was arrested Wednesday on a warrant following an investigation by the sheriff's office. He allegedly engaged in a pattern of unlawful conduct with three juveniles between January 2023 and March of this year. Court records state the activity occurred at the Star in East congregation where the alleged victims attended. Carlton scheduled for arraignment Friday in Canton Municipal Court. Man accused in a fatal shooting in Canton has made his first court appearance. 18-year-old Javon Ogden of Canton was arraigned today in municipal court where a bond was set at $500,000. He's charged with reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. Police say 21-year-old Delasia Bruton was found dead from a gunshot wound on 11th Street Northeast Tuesday afternoon, a status conference set for Wednesday. Alliance City Council moving ahead with a detailed review of how data centers would be regulated in the city. A subcommittee held its first workshop Tuesday, using the current 18-month moratorium to study best practices and develop rules. Councilman Philip Mastriani says committees will examine issues including finances, utilities, zoning, safety, traffic, and neighborhood impacts. The next workshop is October 20th. Mastriani says he hopes to have proposed rules developed before the moratorium expires. Canton man accused of leading police on a high-speed pursuit being held on $50,000 bond. 39-year-old Tyson McGee was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court today on a failure to comply charge, along with citations for speeding and driving under suspension. Louisville police say McGee was clocked at 100 miles per hour on Route 62 Tuesday and drove around vehicles and through red lights. Status conference set for Friday. One arrest made Tuesday morning at a raid of a Canton home. Members of the police coordinated response team, assisted by the Stark Metro Narcotics Unit and ATF, served a search warrant in the 200 block of Lawn Avenue Northwest. Chief John Gabbard says officers found 32 grams of cocaine, a firearm, and nearly $23,000 in cash. 64-year-old Rodney Pullen of Canton was charged with trafficking in cocaine, drug possession, and having weapons under disability. An investigation is continuing. Canton man staying in his home despite being told by city code enforcement to leave after a car crashed into it. 79-year-old Ronnie Asbell tells the repository the September 1st crash damaged the foundation, shifted his front porch, and cut off electricity. 24-year-old Canton woman was cited for failure to control and driving without insurance. She's set for arraignment in municipal court September 16th. The crash happened in the 1200 block of Maple Avenue Northeast. The 177th Stark County Fair is underway with a new king and queen crowned Tuesday. Becca Bonner, a Tesla High senior, is this year's fair queen. Anthony McCracken of Beach City is the king. Amelia Rohr of North Lawrence and Daniel Peterson of Massillon were named runners-up. The fair continues through Labor Day, with the royal court taking part in livestock shows, concerts, and other activities. A mistrial declared in the trial of a Minerva man accused in a deadly October 2024 crash in Rootstown Township. 44-year-old Matthew Sims charged with aggravated vehicular homicide in the deaths of 80-year-olds David Moore and Garnett McLaughlin. Jurors began deliberations Friday and continued Monday but could not agree on a verdict. Judge Becky Doherty declared the mistrial Tuesday. Sims remains held on a $150,000 bond. His new trial is set for February. Columbiana County Commissioners have approved an emergency purchase of road salt after receiving no bids for the county's normal summer purchase. The county will spend up to $125,000 for salt at about $126 a ton. Commissioner Sayodot's cooperative program will not be available until January. The board also approved fiber optic work and received an update on changes to Beaver Valley Power Station's emergency alert system. A Mahoning County grand jury will hear the case of a Youngstown couple accused of locking an 11-year-old boy in a dog cage. 67-year-old Franklin Heisler and 33-year-old Chu Wei Zhang are each charged with felony child endangering. Both turned themselves in and waived their preliminary hearings Wednesday in Youngstown Municipal Court. Police say the boy was found locked in the cage during an August 3rd house fire on Forest View Drive. The couple is due back in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing, bond for each set at $50,000. A Canfield 8th grader identified as the person who posted a threatening TikTok video Monday. Boardman police say the video featured the Cat in the Hat character in the message, quote, "I'm coming for you," followed by the names of Canfield, Poland, South Range, and Austintown schools. Police say the student faces school discipline and the case will be referred to juvenile court for review and possible charges. Officials say the video does not appear connected to a similar incident involving two Poland students who were arrested.